And now, O God, we turn to you in prayer as we call to mind our concerns and commitments and join our prayers for peace and well-being to the prayers of the whole church as they are offered this day for the whole world. Let us pray. We remember the people we know who are in trouble and pray for healing and happiness for all. We seek God's encouragement for honest trade and just commerce, for medicine and education, for the gifts and aptitudes in every person which serve justice and community living. We pray for peace on earth, for the generous sharing of the earth's resources, and the responsible sharing of the earth's problems, for understanding of others, and willingness to regard the diversity of human culture as more stimulating than threatening, and for the turning of swords into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks. We pray for the church by all its names and in all its places, for its continuing usefulness as a channel of grace and hope, for its rescue from bureaucracy and stagnation, for its witness to unity and justice, for its commitment to hospitality and compassion. We commend to the Lord our families and friends and ask God to help us in the days of this coming week. And we unite all of our concerns together, especially the concerns that are known to you alone, Lord. In the words that you taught us, and in the language of our hearts as we are bold to say, our Creator, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.